So God is looking for people He can build, put new wine into a new wineskin. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. How many of you understand that God is a God of purpose? How many of you understand that you're on the earth for a reason? That there's purpose and meaning in your life. You're not some kind of evolutionary accident. You understand the evolutionists think that human beings are nothing more than lucky monkeys. Someday a monkey fell out of the tree and stood up and said, "Oh, I can stand up. And I have an opposable thumb. And now I can make a tool. And I can communicate." How many of you understand the nature of evolution? That's basically. Well, we're a lot more than lucky monkeys. Because God is investing eternity in you because He wants to teach you and train you to rule and reign with Him. Yes. Do you understand that the end of this is a throne?
Yes.
To those who are faithful and trustworthy. And it doesn't matter where you start from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter your age or your gender. It doesn't matter your intelligence or your education. None of those things disqualify you. The only thing that disqualifies you is an attitude of heart that says no.
Yes.
If you have an attitude of heart that says yes, you're qualified to move forward. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Because Jesus is no respecter of persons. He will pour His Holy Spirit onto anybody.
Amen.
All you got to do is say yes. The devil will try to convince you that you're not qualified because he knows if you get the Holy Spirit really connected to your spirit, you're unstoppable and you become a real powerful threat to the darkness that's in the earth. So what does he do? The thief comes to lie, steal and destroy. Lie to you so he can steal your calling and then he can destroy you.
Yeah.
He lies to you so he can steal because he's after your calling. Do you understand? Yeah. That's his trophy.
Yeah.
He's only interested in you to the degree you're in pursuit of the call of God upon your life.
Yeah.
If he can get you to turn away from your calling, he's not interested in you because you're of no threat value to him. You're not a threat to him, so why should he be interested in you?
Yeah.
You know, there are all kinds of people who go to all kinds of churches and they have no problem with the devil because the devil's in control.
No.
But I tell you that when you rise up to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have problems with the devil.
Yeah.
And then you're going to defeat him and you're not going to have any problems with him.
Amen.
But before you can defeat him, you have to deal with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
You understand that before you can defeat him, you have to deal with him.
Yeah.
But he's already a defeated foe. Do you understand? His only weapon is a lie to get you to believe, and the lie is about yourself.
Yeah, amen.
You're not, you can't, you've never been able to, la, 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 whatever lie fits you. It's a custom-made lie. This is the wolf in the sheep's clothing we were talking about earlier today. Trying to destroy your understanding of yourself and who the Lord is to rob you of your calling. Get you to bury your talent. Get you to not do what the Master is calling you to do. But something rises up inside of you and says to the enemy, "No, you will not stop me. As for me and my soul, I'm going to follow the Lord.
Amen.
God have mercy on me, help me.